Did you pick up anything yesterday watching the game?
Not really. I mean, just watched it as a fan. Kind of just waiting to see who we would play. And obviously Denver's a heck of a football team, and we're going to have to work hard this week to narrow down the things that we need to do.
What do you remember most from your first game with him? All to come back
from my first game. What?
Well, this for the first game between the Patriots. And
yeah, we'll go back and look at that film a little bit, but obviously it's gonna be a different game, different situations, different things will come up in the game. So it's a completely different game.
Among the differences is Julius Thomas, his presence for Denver. What kind of a difference?
Yeah, he's a heck of a football player, a playmaker, a go-to guy for them. Somebody we're going to have to understand where he's at. He can create mismatches and things like that. So he's a good football player. But they have a lot of good football players over there. I mean, across the board, all their receivers, their tight ends, the running back. I mean, they all can make plays. So we're going to have to play really fundamentally sound and try to make it hard on them.
Did they use Tammy the way they would have Thomas in that first game, or were there any distinct differences between the two?
Yeah, I mean, obviously those guys have different skill sets and things like that, so, we'll just have to understand who's in the game, understand your matchup, which guy it is, what he does well, what he doesn't do well, and things like that. You just narrow it down that way.
You played in Denver, when you were at San Diego. Mm-hmm. Is that as big an issue for a visiting team as some people make of it?
I don't think so. It's an away game. They're a good football team. Once that ball's kicked off, we just have to go out and play sound and play better than they do in order to beat them. Nothing else really matters.
As a guy in a secondary, is there a different sense on the field when you're looking at manning across the ball, especially in a big spot like this?
I don't think so. I think you just got to rely on your practice, your film study, things that you've been taught, and go out and execute, regardless of who's throwing the ball or not. Obviously, we understand Peyton's one of the best quarterbacks probably ever to play the game, so we understand that factor of it. But we need to focus on us and what we're doing in order to slow those guys down.
A lot of weapons in the passing game, obviously, for the Broncos, but last time they ran the ball. Mm-hmm. Well, how big of a concern is that, obviously?
Yeah, I mean, you even see it, even still, they try to run the football. Mm-hmm. They definitely do that. Moreno's a good back, Ball's a good back. So those guys have the ability to run the football, and they run it really well. So they're a balanced football team. They do both, and we'll have to be able to stop both the run and pass.
Steve, has all that's happened to you guys over the course of the year given you kind of a harder shell as a group and made you, I know we use the term toughness a lot, but has it made you a tougher team as the season's gone on and been able to handle the adversity?
Yeah, I think, those things are, the adversity comes up and you just have to build off of it. You have to build character and things like that. Guys stepping up, understanding the situations that you're in, and really just us going out on game day with who we have and finding a way to win football games. And that's what we're going to have to do here this week.
As Brady was talking about embracing the role, like, no one's going to pick us again. We're the underdog, and we're fine with that. Do you sort of feel the same way?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, whoever they pick. I mean, the game's going to be played on Sunday. Nobody really knows what's going to happen. So it's two very good football teams that are going to go at it, and we'll see who gets it at the end.
I want to ask you real quick about Bill. Before you got here, before last year, Belichick, you obviously, everyone thought he was a great coach. What have you seen specifically this year where, people say, oh, it's his best coaching job? Yes. You don't need to rate it, but with all the changes that have come in,
yeah,
successful,
well, just
what do you see? That
he's just consistent, he's always wanting the best out of his guys. He wants us to go out, work hard, and just give it our best and put everything that we can into it, because he does the same. He works tirelessly. He understands football, and he does a good job of putting us in the best situation to make plays and win football games.
Do you admire his ability to size up talent? You got so many new guys here, rookies, Chris Jones, defense, Joe Valano, and other guys
definitely.
Back there.
He's done a good job. He's done a good job, I'm sure, with all those guys upstairs in the front office. They do a good job of bringing in talent and putting together a football team that could go out and win, and that's what we have.